Welcome to the Grant Writing Simplified podcast. This is the place to learn how to make a big impact in your community through grant writing and nonprofit consulting. The world needs you to step forward as a grant writer and use your skills to lead with confidence. I'm Teresa Huff, former special ed teacher turned grant writer and nonprofit strategist. In my 20 years of freelancing, I've helped nonprofits triple their funding and exponentially increase their reach. Now I'm stepping up to mentor freelancers and nonprofit leaders like you who are ready to take your skills to the next level. It's time to get intentional about your vision so you can create lasting change in your community. Learn the skills and strategies you need to become the grant writer the world needs. Let's do this. Friends, welcome back. Normally on the podcast, you'll hear me talking about different strategies or a list of tips that I recommend for a specific project or a specific pain point around grant writing. And a lot of these tend to come from conversations I hear from people, questions I often hear, things that I see in my work with clients as well. So just tends to be a collection of things. I also talk about things I wish I had known earlier on to try and help shortcut your learning journey, which, by the way, I can help you do through my programs and coaching. So please do reach out if you do need support with those. But today, I want to shift gears and we're flipping the script a little bit. This is a different type of episode altogether. I was recently invited to be a podcast guest on the Marketer of the Day podcast by Robert Plank, and I was happy to do that. It sounded fun and interesting, and it was such a fun conversation. He asked such really good questions that I thought, why not share it here with you guys as well? So that's what we're doing today. This is going to be a little different type of thing. And I'm guessing some of the questions he asked would be of interest to you too, because I've been in this so long and I've been talking about grant writing and some of the topics around nonprofit work for so long. Sometimes I forget to go back to the basics that you may want to hear part of my story or a different perspective from just here are my tips and some experiences I've had. But this is a little bit different. So with that said, I hope you enjoy, and you can also catch the episode over on Marketer of the Day as well. So with that, I hope you enjoy, and you know you can always reach out to me on LinkedIn or through my website contact form if you need specific help either with grant writing or around your nonprofit strategy and with the training and coaching around those. I'm working on some resources coming up in the next few weeks, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this interview between me and Robert Plank.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Robert Plank from DFYpodcast.com, and Teresa Huff is here from TeresaHuff.com. And we are going to jump in to the exciting, action-packed world of grant writing. Now, Teresa is the host of the Grant Writing Simplified podcast. She's a TEDx speaker. She's a nonprofit strategy expert, and she's been referred to as the nonprofit powerhouse. And after winning over $7.5 million for schools and nonprofits, Teresa now teaches nonprofits the strategies they need to develop millions in sustainable funding. So wherever you are in those layers of awareness, if you have no idea what grant writing is, or you want to up your game or find out about Teresa and her services and her show, we're in exactly the right place to find out about grant writing, but also how it can be doable and fun and simple and exciting and actionable and all those things. So Teresa, glad to be speaking with you.
Thank you. Great to be here. And I am so glad that you're framing grant writing as exciting, actionable, fun, because I think it has a bad rap of being dry and dull, and it doesn't have to be. It requires a lot of creativity. So I'm really glad that you introduced it and set it up that way.
Yeah, I mean, life is what you make of it. Like there are accountants or telephone repairmen who enjoy what they do, and for sure there are people that think that, like, say, this topic is boring, and let them keep thinking that, right? Let them keep the competition thin, and those of us that can dial in and get excited can then reap the benefits. And since this is the Marketer of the Day podcast, I find, like, marketing is about taking the boring or the dull or the ordinary and making it interesting, because for the right people, it can be fun and exciting. And so to kind of give us the bare basic crash course, this whole idea of grant writing, you hear about it in nonprofits and education, and you think about the Matthew Lesko, the guy with the question marks on the suit. You hear about how there's all this money out there, especially for education and nonprofits, that's just waiting for you to apply for these grants and to give this information and do the writing and ask for the money, and many amazing things can be accomplished. And so tell us about, is that on base, off base? What should we know just right off the bat about the basics of grant writing?
Sure. I think you hit the nail on the head where there is this conception that, okay, grants are out there. It's a kind of money, but where are they? So it's like this ghost money that's floating out there. Nobody can quite see it or catch it. And so people have this perception that grants are just sometimes a quick way to get money, or, oh, I'll start a nonprofit. Let's get a grant and get it running. But actually, grants are a lot more strategic than that. And it's a much more of a long game as opposed to quick money, easy money. They're more a lot of work, a lot of relationship building, a lot of really finding the good fit funders for the opportunities and the programs that you have at the right time in the cycle of your nonprofit growth. If you try for grants too early, you're probably not going to see any success. So you want to build a good foundation with other fundraising, with your operations, with your programs, and then start looking at which grants would really help us grow to the next level. People often get that backwards. And it's kind of like scholarships. We all know that scholarships are out there, right? And we know it's money to help you go to college or whatever. But you need to have the right situation. You need to have the right qualifications and go through the correct process to present yourself well if you want to be competitive with scholarships. And so grants are the same way.
I love it. And I actually was thinking about scholarships as we were getting started with our conversation. This idea of, you're making me think back to, like, when I would apply for colleges, scholarships seem so overwhelming, right? Because you would, like, look at what there is, and, oh, I have to write these essays. But when you look at it from, like, as you said, your process or your funnel, and you think, you narrow down, like, okay, if I'm being strategic and, like, out of all these things that I could apply for, like, what are the few that make sense? And then if I then had, like, a strategy, or I, like, kind of blocked my time in a certain way, I could just, maybe not like rapid fire, but I could, like, in a high rate of speed, kind of go in and approach some of these scholarships and get a good bang for my buck. And so I like what you said there about how the grant is not necessarily a starting point, right? You prove your organization first, you fundraise in other ways, you get some progress, and then the grant is a way to then get to the next level. And so in what ways can this work? Like, you work with all kinds of different organizations. Like, what are the grants that excite you the most, or that are should be spoken about?
For me personally, I really love the projects and grants that make life better for families and kids, and that I can really see a compelling difference on the community or on their lives or their just their everyday way they operate and way they go about life. And so those are the ones I really enjoy. However, in shifting to more of the strategic role in supporting nonprofits, I love helping nonprofits fulfill their mission. So whatever it is that lights them up, that's what lights me up, is being able to empower them, give them the tools, the strategies, the more critical thinking of how to go about their work more effectively. In the nonprofit space, people tend to wear so many hats all at once. They're doing all the things, juggling all the plates, and it's pretty overwhelming. And so if we can step back and say, okay, which ones are actually going to move the needle? Where do you need to focus right now to get you to the next stage? And then you can focus on the new things that will get you a step higher. And that really helps them refine, not be so overwhelmed, and work more cohesively as a team in building those relationships.
Nice. Well, and you've seen so much, right? Is there like a particular like success story or case study with like a nonprofit where you've seen them just do something like you mentioning that sometimes they do amazing things and they're really encouraging and inspiring. So, do you have a fun story to share about one of these organizations that they really made an impact, made a difference, and then they applied this whole grant writing strategy just to really amplify things?
One that it's not a large nonprofit, nor will it ever be, but it's just so compelling. I've worked with a nonprofit senior center for years, and I mean, probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years by now that we've worked together. I just love them because it's such a compelling thing being able to help senior adults have better meals, healthier food, exercise classes, fall prevention. But they are so grateful. And they are so appreciative of the smallest grant, the largest grant. They are equally appreciative. They are so creative and energetic about helping other seniors in the community. And the thing I really love about them is the board is mostly made of senior adults as well. But when we started working together, they had a lot of these misconceptions about grants that we spoke of earlier. And I started teaching them, and right off the bat, they were just like sponges absorbing everything we talked about, implementing those. And then not long later, I heard the board president explaining some of these concepts to other people. And he was saying, no, we need to get this program in place and get some other fundraisers going before we apply for the grants. And like he was teaching others. And that was just so rewarding because, I mean, it brings them so much joy having these programs, these exercise programs. I truly see it making a difference for them. And then it brings me joy being able to help them in that way. So it doesn't have to be a huge, millions of dollars to be fulfilling. It's even these small things that I can see such a difference in the community right where they are.
That's great. It doesn't have to be about quantity. It can be just about those few lives that you change in a small but impactful way. And so is it easy enough to explain like your process or your strategy? And is it like templatized? Like when you go and you help one of these organizations, is there like a step-by-step process of like you research what's out there, you figure out the proposals, is there a follow-up? Like kind of what are the steps involved in what you do?
Yes, that's a great question. I do have a process I take nonprofits through. First, I evaluate where they are so that we know what do we have to work with. And often I found that nonprofits are sometimes missing a few key pieces that we can fill in. And they're also sitting on resources that they didn't even realize and they're not tapping into. So first we analyze that. I do a thorough deep dive into that. We do the grant search process. And then I start putting together information that's well-written descriptions, gathering things that they'll need for most grants. And we really dial in how can we explain this? How can we describe it in a way that's compelling and start aligning the foundations that really make sense? And as far as a framework, with my TEDx talk I developed, I talk about making your ROI really prominent. And in the nonprofit space, instead of return on investment, it's more return on impact. Where can funders give to make the most impact? And so with my ROI framework, we need to be relevant, optimized, and interacting. And so my work with nonprofits is really built around those three concepts because a nonprofit can have two of the three and do okay, but something's still going to be just not quite there. But when you get all three locked in, that's when you can really make the return on impact and get the results that they're looking for.
Wonderful. And it's also interesting to think about the originators of this funding. They like it feels good to give back, but they also don't want their money just to go to waste. And that's why there's some of like these hoops to jump through. And that's interesting to think about that instead of the return on investment, there's the return on impact because these donors or whatever the source of the money is, they're not just looking at, like if they could have a stack of money and light it on fire, but they're looking for their money to be put to the best use. And so it's that's part of your goal, or you know what your objectives are here is to put it to some really good uses. And so you have this TEDx talk and you have this podcast. And sometimes I'll talk to my wife, I'll say, you know, there's this podcast about this or that industry. And she'll say like, well, how can there really be a weekly show about this kind of thing? And I say, because there's different adventures, there's people looking to get into it, there's people who this is their career, so they listen in. So there's always like, there's always something new to talk about week to week. And so as far as this podcast that you have, is there any sort of episode that stands out, or is there maybe has there been a surprise in your podcasting journey as far as just jumping into these varied topics about grant writing?
Yes, there is one that I've been doing it for 3 years, so I've got quite a few episodes built up in the bank. There's one that really surprised me, and I published this. It was after the pandemic, coming out of it as things were starting to kind of come alive again and maybe stabilize a bit. I published an episode a little bit off the cuff that was inspired by an article I had read, and it was on how we can use constraints as a catalyst for creativity. And that has actually been one of my most popular episodes. And it was just something that at the time I was like, is this going to seem a little off the wall? But then like the numbers just spiked and I could tell this is really resonating with people. And what we were discussing in the beginning about grant writing can be fun, action-packed, creative. I mean, it really is true. There are a lot of restrictions around grants, following the guidelines, play the game correctly if you want to get funding. But within those, that's the opportunity to get creative, to really showcase your work within those guidelines. But how can you stand out? So that has been a lot of fun. And also, I think has really challenged people to look at their work differently. Instead of saying, well, I just have to do my job this way, we have to fill out the paperwork, whatever. Let's use those constraints and let's see how we can level it up and stand out even more.
That is a powerful idea, using the constraints to further your creativity. And I think about that all the time. Like when you're, say you're trying to write a blog post or like an application of this or something, and there's not a lot of guidance, then you get so confused or so discouraged easily. But then when a few of those decisions are limited for you, then the structure takes place very quickly. And then sometimes you have to stress yourself or innovate to make it work. I mean, you think about like, you know, even like a phone or something, right? They like, I guess they like pour the battery in liquid form to fill in all the gaps. And you have a phone and there's some balance of like the cost and the weight and the power and all those things. And when you think of that in like writing terms, when you're limited in what you can say and what you can do and what the length of things are, then it removes a lot of the early decisions for you. And then it kind of just speeds up the process and things end up going in kind of unexpected fun ways. And you end up birthing something that maybe started as, like we've been saying a few times now, like people say, oh, this is so tedious, it's so boring, I'm dreading my grant writing. But in the end, you created something that is just really like unexpected and takes on a life of its own, and then goes out there and makes a difference. And so as far as the grant writing process, is there anything that you wish had just more attention to it? Like, is there something like, are a lot of grants not approved, or can people like redo their grants, or is there anything along those lines that just you wish there was more awareness of regarding grant writing?
Definitely. Back to my framework of being relevant, optimized, and interacting. It starts with relevant, making sure that your mission is relevant and filling a gap in the community. And also you're finding funders whose mission is relevant to the work you're doing. Because as you had alluded to earlier, grant makers have a mission that they're wanting to fulfill in the community. They're not on the front lines doing it like you are. That's why they're funding nonprofits through grants. But some focus on literacy, some focus on environment, homelessness, whatever. So making sure you're finding the relevant grant makers that you can help support their mission as well. And then on the interact piece, is making sure you're building relationships with them. I think often people feel like there's this wall and the grant makers are untouchable, but actually many, many grant makers welcome conversation. They welcome having that dialogue and getting to know them before you apply for a grant. And then sometimes, not always, but sometimes you can get feedback afterwards, whether you win the grant or not, on how can we improve. If you approach it with a very collaborative learning attitude, not in an argumentative, you should have given us this money, come on, but in more of how can we get better next time? How can we better serve you? Is there anything else we could do differently? From a very humble place of learning. That's something that I think sometimes people are afraid to even go there, but it's very much a helpful strategy.
I find these to be some very helpful advice, just this idea of finding the right fit of what you want to accomplish and what these grant givers are accomplishing, and then also your idea of developing their relationships, which it is easier to do these days if you put in the work, right? With social media and LinkedIn, and people have emails now. It's not just phone numbers, and sometimes there's not always gatekeepers, and so it's always like counterintuitive, right? To do the relationship stuff and the getting on the phone, and even like what we're doing here, like with a podcast, it's like the value is not immediately seen, but then when it comes time to raise your profile, get attention, contact your network, or even when they see your grant coming in, then it may open more doors or maybe an easier go of things versus if you're just going through the motions and just playing by the rules and that's it. Like, you can do this kind of extracurricular social work and get these results that you really want to get. And as you said, even if you don't quite get the grant, then reiterate and figure out, get the feedback and figure out what you can do better with the grant or wherever you apply to next. It's not the end of the world. And you're giving me flashbacks to like 15 years ago when I was a young man on like online dating sites. And it's like, well, you do a lot of work because you're trying to find that right fit. And it's not, you don't have to match with everyone. And you can kind of do these creative outside the box solutions to just to make it happen. And so grant writing, it doesn't have to be a drag. It doesn't have to be this thing that you hate. It can and should be fun. And so how can people tap into some of your grant writing energy? You mentioned your TEDx talk and your website and your podcast. So what are some next steps here? How can someone find out more about grant writing, but more importantly, about your own teachings about grant writing?
Sure. The podcast is a great place to start. And of course, then I have courses and one-on-one programs as well to go along with that. If someone's ready, like, okay, let's get serious about learning this. And then coming up, I'm just in the stages about to launch a community to support grant writers and nonprofits as well. Because I know when I was in the early stages, we didn't have Google and social media and all these things years ago. And so now it's like all the things I wish I had had, I wish I could have had somebody just to ask, have you ever encountered this? How did you handle this? How do you navigate this situation and this challenge? So creating a space for credible information, credible resources, and a network of support that I wish I'd had years ago, I think will be incredibly valuable to keep good people energized and supported in the nonprofit sector, because we do need that. I mean, it's for so many good causes out there. People are working hard. So let's provide as many good resources as possible.
Very generous of you to think of what do you wish you'd had back in those dark ages before Google to make it easier and better for people to make this change, because the rising tide lifts all boats. And so this way everyone can be helped out. And of course, some people will not even try and some people just are stuck in their ways, and that's fine. Let them do that. But for those of you who want to do better, who say, you know, if I just got my grant writing skills a little bit more dialed in, with Teresa's help and Teresa's instruction and her information. And I had a place where I could ask some of these questions. And it just takes like one person who's been there, done that, to get you unstuck and sometimes save you weeks or months of trial and error. And it might even be the difference between not getting the grant versus getting that grant. And so we mentioned that your website is teresahuff.com. That's TeresaHuff.com. And then also on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest, that's at Grant Writing Simplified. And so are those logical next steps? Are those good places to go next if someone wants to jump into grant writing and up their game?
Those are great. I also hang out quite a bit on LinkedIn. You can just find me there, Teresa Huff. And my website has a contact form or a voicemail option. If you want to connect and start the conversation, then I can help point you in the right direction. And I know with 150 plus podcast episodes, it can be overwhelming of where to start. So if somebody is really interested, shoot me a message. I'll point you to some specific episodes based on wherever you are in your journey. Just give me a little bit of information and I'll help you get started. I think that's a lot of fun, just helping people connect the dots and think more strategically about their work. So yeah, if that's something I can help with, please do reach out.
Wonderful. So it's time to connect those dots and think more strategically. And it's so easy to psych yourself out and to not do these steps that you're saying here, Teresa. And it only takes a few minutes. You go to the website, you click on that contact form, or you add on LinkedIn, and you send a quick message, because you listen or watch a podcast and there's this person on the screen, but Teresa's a real person and she's eager to strike up this conversation. This is her bread and butter. So she'd love to speak grant writing with you. So that's Teresa Huff on LinkedIn. And then at Teresa Huff.com, go to that contact form. You could easily spend 20 minutes or 3 hours clicking through blog posts and videos, but why not just send the message directly and get that conversation started? You'll be glad you did. And as we're wrapping up our conversation here, Teresa, I like to scare my guests a little bit and put them on the spot and ask them for I like to ask them for a fun quote or lesson. And so this could be a quote or lesson regarding grant writing specifically, or like your mindset, motivation, success, like whatever comes to mind. So just what pops out in your mind when I ask about a fun quote or lesson to help us out and send us on our way?
So many I could say, but the one that pops to mind when you ask that is the quote, "Let us build for the years we shall not see." And I feel like in nonprofit space, in grant writing, just in life, really, if we start doing that, that's what really inspires other people. That's what drives us. That gives us a much bigger purpose of what kind of legacy am I going to leave? What kind of impact do I want to make? It reframes our perspective and how we look at our work day to day.
Yes, that is much more exciting and inspiring, that larger scope. And there's something they say about like civilization means when you plant the seed that will grow the tree that you will not live to see. Like similar idea, like think about these big ideas, especially the ideas and the impact that will outlive you, which is what this grant writing is all about. It's easy to get lost in the tedium of having to format the Word document and the PDF, but what will it lead to? What lives will it change? And you can find out all about this process and more at teresahuff.com, and we will see you there. And thank you very much, Teresa, for just opening our minds and changing our mindsets about what grant writing can and should be. I really appreciate what you had to say today.
Thank you for the great conversation. Great. I'd love to hear from you. What surprised you about this conversation? Was there anything you learned or anything surprising that you'd like to implement into your work? Reach out and let me know. And please, if you need more support, let's get you moving forward so that you can make a bigger impact. I know resources, time, finances, everything is somewhat limited and you have to use those strategically. That's what I'm here to help you do. So if you are struggling either with your grant strategy, how to approach grants, or in your nonprofit career, please reach out. Let's figure out how to get you moving forward. You can find me on LinkedIn or reach out on my site, teresahuff.com, and fill out the contact form. We'll get right back to you. All right, friends, stay focused. Keep making a big impact because the world needs you out there doing good work for good causes. All right, have a great week and go change your world.